You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show, the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here
now
they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sit. Hello, and welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show. I am your host with the most, and I am this is the daddy years, by the way, the podcast that tells you everything that you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you still don't.
I'm Matt. And I'm Ouija. I am everyone and none. The top who puts the we in wiener.
I thought that was really
That's
funny.
That's adorable.
Yeah. See, but when I did that for you, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you put the we in wiener, which would be really hot. Or you put the we, as in your pee-pee, in Scott Wiener, who would probably enjoy it.
Well, or either. Some people believe that we means pee.
That's what I meant.
Oh.
Pee-pee.
Right. Well, there you go, folks.
Yeah.
Who else
brings you
this?
I'm sorry. Ouija calls it TT, right?
TT? That's what they used to say to the dogs. I never said TT.
You
want
to go TT?
Oh, no. That's...
PP? Well, what do you call it? Whittle? No. What do you call it? Tinkle. That's what it was. That's why.
Oh, my goodness.
You're a tinkler.
Where else can you find such fine, free entertainment than the Big Gay Sex Show?
Tinkle, tinkle, little star.
We like to regale you with tales of Tinkle.
Well, let's regale you with Patreon, which offers listeners a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like photos, basically, of Ouija, videos, basically, of Ouija, and audio, not open to the general public, and as well as access to our vintage podcast archive from 2007, and you can become a member of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
We want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patrons.
And that includes
Jay.
The newest patron, Jay, who sadly has already left us.
Oh. Yeah. Hi, Jay. Bye, Jay.
Yeah. But, Jay, you did join at a level where you get free audio, but... Yeah, you gotta let us know.
You know, and that's the way these things run, baby.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They run up, they run down.
That's right.
People get what they want, and then they leave. And that's fine. That's the way life works.
Totally. You know what?
That's the way love goes, yeah. Janet Jackson.
Exactly, Mr. J. But we thank you for being there. We feel the love still. And thanks to John and William for being our most active patrons this time. Love seeing all the comments and stuff over there. We try to post, like, at least every other day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we are able to post every day, but, you know.
And, yeah.
We want to give you what you're worth.
Exactly. Can you feel the love
tonight?
What
you're worth.
Well, what they're worth.
All right. So, and also to welcome our free patrons. We love you. Thank you for being there. We do try to post some free posts so that you feel the love and excitement as well. Hey, I got a question. I came up with a theory. It could be deep. It could
no,
be funnies.
Don't do that. What is it?
Okay, so
theory?
My theory is that gooning was actually invented by guys who take a long time to come. So that people weren't like, God, you're taking so long to come. You're like, no, I'm doing it on purpose. It's called gooning. What do you think?
I have had that same thought, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, there's just times, you know, when it feels good. And, you know, I believe, honestly, half the time with sex anyway, it's not about the destination. It's all about the journey.
Oh, that's interesting. Until you're with somebody who you're like, oh, my God, just come and go already.
So yesterday there's a couple.
So
they invited me over to bang them out.
And,
So of course, you know, I mean, being, you know, a good neighbor.
User friendly.
State Farm is there.
Yeah.
And that's me. I'm State Farm. I get texts saying, "Hey, State Farm, we need you." But like, hey, like a good neighbor. So yeah, anyways,
he's very progressive that way.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I stand by my little moniker of being a marital aide.
And he is a triple A lay.
So this couple, good looking guys, millennials, they're like, "Hey, you know, can you come over and bang us out real quick before we go to Costco?" And I'm like, "Okay, well, that sounds right for a gay couple."
Well, that.
And I'm like, "Well, because you guys are gonna need a bang out before you go to fuck Costco on a fucking Saturday."
Oh yeah, definitely.
So that's a nightmare.
Be relaxed.
And you all know that you don't go to fucking Costco on the weekends.
Yeah,
do it.
You definitely need to be loaded.
Well, yeah. You either want to do it at the very front or you want to do it at the very end of their hours at Costco.
Yes.
So, anyways, I show up and. You know, I mean, we're getting, you know, it's easier just to walk in, throw the clothes off. And so throw the clothes off. They start servicing my penis with their oral magic. And it sounded much like that, yes. And so, anyway, so I'm you know, banging out the first one. I mean, we're taking our time. You know, I mean, I give the first one to...
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of relax for a bit while they kind of jack off over the top of me. First one pops, sprays me all over the place. And the second one, I'm like, "Okay, it's your turn, bitch." And so I bend him over.
Now, did you actually say that?
Oh, yeah. You got to.
Oh, good. No, because that's hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. You got to make sure that they know where they stand. Where, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Know your audience first, folks, before you just go calling somebody a bitch. You might ruin your whole experience. But know your audience. So anyway, so I'm banging out the second one. And eventually shoot in him. And I want to go again, but I'm kind of tired. You know, because about three is like, you know, three is pretty standard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, by that time, you're shooting pretty much blanks anyways. I mean, you know, all the jizz is like the first.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho, but so I lay back and the third one, I'm like, "Do you need to come?" He's like, "Not really." Okay. I'm like, "Cool." So I just like chillaxing, relaxing. Well, you know, the first one's laying on me. Second one's still jacking off. I'm like, "Okay, do you need any help?" And he's like, "Oh, no, I'm not going to go anywhere." But yeah, then eventually, you know, I you know, kind of launch up and then shove my penis in his mouth.
Mm.
And we all know that that's the magic trigger for most.
Oh, yeah.
So remember
that's
that.
That's a good trigger.
Matthew knows this.
Actually, I do. I can come sucking on a dick.
That when you have a pacifier in your mouth.
Yep.
Because he's had many experiences with men shoving their penises in his mouth.
Yes. Being used.
Being used like the dirty, dirty boy he is.
Yes.
So anyways, so I was like, "Okay, well, you know, I can get this done a lot faster if I just hop up, shove my greasy ass penis in his mouth, and sure as shit, boom, done. Done job.
Good.
So
good for you.
So remember, folks, just, you know, switch it up. So if somebody, you know, is like, "Hey, I'm, you know," then do something fun. Do something spontaneous.
Yeah.
To kind of throw them into the next level.
Shut them the fuck up, too.
Sometimes, because I know a lot of people who jack off incredibly well with themselves, but sometimes they don't do the best orgasms with somebody else. You know,
right.
And honestly, and I do fully, absolutely believe that, you know, it is, you know, the journey and not the destination. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can have a really great sexual experience. I believe you can have a really great sexual experience and not orgasm.
Right.
But then you use that, you know, that vibrational, that energy, all of that. You take it to your masturbatory moments and boom, you know, you're off like a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I honestly believe that, you know, don't. Go into it wherever you can with the expectation that there's going to be no grand finale. That the grand finale is on you to take care of yourself when you're, you know, when you're away from the situation. You know what I mean?
That's
if you walk into
Scorpio
it
thing.
Waiting for the grand finale, like if everything has to have a grand finale. See, I'm also one of those people that does not need a grand ending to a movie all the time. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes I would love to, like, just believe in my mind that the story continues, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't need to know it all, you know? Because then I'll, like, kind of, like, you know, oh, I wonder if they found this person. Or I wonder if, you know, they, you know, reconciled this. Or, you know what I mean? It gives me something fun to ponder instead of somebody explaining every detail. And that's kind of like, you know, sex, you know? So I'm like, okay, well, if I would have shoved my penis in his mouth, would he have came faster? Yes, apparently he would have. So, you know, I mean, just switch it up, you know. Don't expect life, as we all know, to give you exactly what you want.
Oh, yeah, because I've been with guys before that feel like you both have to come.
Oh, in order to be a successful session.
Exactly.
And that's absolutely
And so
false.
I have faked it before and just been like, oh, yeah, oh, God, yeah, it's the best thing. Because I, you know, we grow up in our era, men don't fake it, women fake it.
But women are faking.
Once we learned how we can fake it, it became a thing. That's for you if you want it. Anyway, so, yeah.
Yas, queen.
So what's your average cum time when you're jerking?
You know, in all honesty, I would say about 15 minutes, because I really try to, like, you know, get the most out of it. I try to kind of activate my energy, activate the feel, activate all this stuff, you know, and really kind of get into it. And then my dumbass kind of goes back to caveman and you know, I start snorting poppers and just going to town. And then I'm like, no, no, sophisticated. And then I just try to, like, you know, try to get real, you know, real energy, real chi, real get all the juices moving. And then I'm like, no, caveman. And then eventually I'll just squirt everywhere caveman style. So, so I really try to, like, because I really think that to just bang it out like you're, you know, 12 years old again, you know,
my God.
You know what I mean? I mean, now there's, I really think that there's depths, there's levels to enjoyment, you know what I mean? And to actually, like, try to channel all of that frustration, all that sexual energy, trying to channel that, you know, kind of flow your body. So I was watching this reel the other day, and this man was like, he has a thing about, God, what's the appropriate word? When you deal with balls, you always want to give the appropriate word. You don't fling them, but he was kind of, well, he calls it slapping. So he just kind of slaps his balls, not in like a hard, like, you know, nasty way, but he kind of just like more like a jiggle up, kind of like smack him up. And he just was talking about, like, when he does that, he, like, breathes in and feels the energy move through his spine and then, you know, moves down, you know, through his legs and grounds out. He tries to do it outside in the sun. So, you know, gets sun on his genitals, which actually is quite, I mean, I love it. I swear by it. I honestly feel that, you know, getting vitamin D to, you know, areas of your body that's not normally seen by the sun is pretty amazing. I don't know how much of it has to be your wiener. But, I mean, you know, just exposing parts of your body to the sun that don't normally get it is super good for your skin. Now, to do it too much, like I do, you're probably going to get skin cancer. But, yeah, just don't leather handbag yourself too hard. So, my thing is I wait until the, you know, the autumn and the winter and let my skin go back to white, you know? And I'm like, fuck this shit. The minute the February hits, I'm like, fuck this. And then I go back to, like, you know, tanning the fuck out of myself. So, it's not healthy, it's not good, but you got to know your own body, you got to know your own skin. But exposing your genitals to the sun, I do believe, is a good thing. And also grounding while you do it. Hell, if you can find a nice, like, patch of grass or a little patch of weeds or something with green or even dirt, you know, just get your ass outside, kick off your shoes, slap your balls a little. You don't need to slap your balls, you just ground yourself. But just know that that energy, try to turn it and use it for, you know, just, you know, consolidating, for healing, for, you know, just turn it to what you need it for. And yeah, I think you'll benefit quite a bit. There you go. There's your deep thought for the day. But yeah, about 15 minutes is what the time it takes to get me off. And that's, I can get off in three. Honest to God, I can get off in three and walk away, but it's not satisfying. It's like, I mean, it's like the difference between a Happy Meal at McDonald's and a steak dinner. So A steak dinner is very satisfying. You get your baked potato, you get your steak, you know, you get your horseradish sauce. Delicious. And, but yeah, I mean, if you just need to do it for the moving of your energy, if you just need to do it for, because I do believe, my superstition is that if you leave your, the juice in your tanks, your balls, if you leave that just sitting there for too damn long, I believe it becomes poisonous. Some people believe the opposite. Some people do. Some people believe that the longer you attain and retain your orgasms, it somehow makes you more powerful. I don't know, and that hasn't been my experience. My experience has been I am more blissful and I am more one with the universe when I expel my goo. And I honestly, so it leads me to believe, and it's, you know, been pretty fairly understandable in my life, that when I release the goo, I release the bad juju. You know what I mean? So, there you go. Put that on a shirt, bitch. But yeah, so so I don't believe in the retention. Like, I'll have, like, guys be like, oh, I want you to save up all week for when you fuck me. I'm like, fuck you. Be like, no. And I, like, literally tell them, fuck you. Which always, like, surprises them. Like, why? Why? You know, I'm like, because I'm not doing that. No, I'm not keeping that poison inside me. Because, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, cum is poison, but I think when it's been sitting too long, it's kind of like stagnant water. It's like,
well, I think what you're referring to is your orgasmic energy, not necessarily just your
orgasmus
sperm.
Orgasmus energy. Yeah. So I mean, I just believe that to leave it makes it cesspool.
Because I mean, technically, biologically, you're, you know, old sperm gets absorbed and expelled and blah, blah,
well, yeah,
blah.
It doesn't,
so,
yeah.
But I mean, I know what you mean. Your orgasmic,
metaphysical,
you know. Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah. Well, it usually takes me about half an hour to an hour and a half, because I have found that I, as you said, the journey getting there and everything, I like to scroll the porn. And so I guess I am considered a gooner. I don't make the faces, or, you know, I don't drool all over myself and stuff. And I'm not knocking it. If that makes you feel good, that makes you feel good. But yeah, I like to take my time and give myself a good journey to get there. Yeah.
So a journey.
Yeah. So
come with me on a journey.
I know. Hey, guess what?
What?
So Robert says,
oh,
hi guys, love your show. I appreciate the candid talk about topics and dick pumps and G at orgies. The first-hand accounts are so enlightening. I hope you will at some point talk about Sacramento and the gay scene there. I am in a red state looking to relocate to a blue state and would love to know more about your city. Okay, first off, don't move here. You'll be disappointed. Although you're in a red state, so maybe you won't.
Yeah, you know, in all honesty, so I have friends that are in red states, and I talk to them on a regular basis, so people that are in Kentucky and Tennessee.
Mm.
And yes, I do know for a fact that they moved to Sacramento. Although, okay, so let me just preface this. We live in California.
Mm.
So California is quite the state. So most people do not realize that California is as big as it is.
Mm.
California is ginormous.
Yeah.
It is, you know, I mean, Alaska first.
800 miles long, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, Alaska first, Texas next, us third. And we are still a ginormous state. And the thing is that, like, for the 15 different geographical, you know, different styles of climates, we have almost all of them except one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, frozen tundra. You know what I mean? so we have everything else, but we don't have, you know, one or two of them. Two of those out of like the 20 some odd, you know, styles that they have. So let me just, with saying that, the coastal cities are the amazing cities. San Francisco, LA, San Diego, all of the, you know, Santa Barbara, you know, all of those coastal cities are pretty remarkable.
And keep in mind, you need an income to be able to sustain.
Those are very expensive
there
cities
as well.
So there are those of us who are poor.
Well,
and we live in the valley.
There's a difference. I mean,
there's peace in the valley. And so come to us, but and then stay. come and stay.
Yeah.
But now go back to your real question. Sacramento is quite a microcosm of everything.
We are one of the most diverse cities in the country.
Yes. And so with that being said, when you come to Sacramento... when you come in Sacramento, know that you have to find your people. Mm-hmm. So we're not a huge community, but we are a fractured community that does come together for pride does come together for various things. But you have to know yourself. To know thyself is to know thy community in mm-hmm. Sacramento. So you have to know what kind of, you know, like, I don't feel that I completely fit in with most people in Sacramento. I have been to Palm Springs. I have met my tribe in Palm Springs. I unfortunately cannot move there due to familial expectations. You know what I mean? I have family in the vicinity that need my help. And, you know, most of my cousins are worthless as shit. And, well, they are.
Well, thankfully, they don't listen.
Well, and I love them to death, and I'll tell it to their face. No, but, and you should. You should have family that you could tell them exactly what time it is, that you're worthless as hell. And I'm the oldest. So, I mean, that's kind of part of it too. And my family, the oldest, is always the one that has to carry the brunt of the shit. And, so that makes me a bit bitter.
Yeah, I'm the oldest of mine as well.
Mm. Mm. So, yeah. So, so part of my problem is that, you know, I have too much, I got, a mom, you know, and you know, my father's gone, my brother's gone. I got my mom. So my mom's in the vicinity. My uncle's in the vicinity. There's a couple people that I care about that I kind of need to keep tabs on. So I really feel like I'm pretty much trapped in Sacramento. But Sacramento is not horrible. Sacramento has a really great community, depending on your needs. Like, you know, I'm more psilocybins and like mushrooms and psychedelics, and to a light level, not a heavy level. And I'd rather be like, you know, dancing and out, you know, in the beautiful morning of a desert, you know, with my mushrooms and just having a great time to music. I don't have that here. I don't have psilocybin people. I don't have any of it. What are you looking at me like that for, weirdo?
Just keep going.
I'm just saying that my group of friends is all I have. And they're a small group. They're a small band of friends. I get along with most of the community. I've done a lot for the community in, you know, situations, you know, nonprofits, you know, charity work. I'm happy to be there and happy to do it. But yeah, as far as like finding your absolute tribe is rougher in Sacramento. But here's the thing, is that there's a group for everyone, and you're, that tribe is probably here. So, I mean, if you're a you know, softballer, they have it. If you're a kickballer, they have it. If you're a bowler, they have it. If you're a book writer, reader, they have it. If you want a movie club to go with, they have it. They got a brunch club. They got all these different people and different types. You got to figure out, you know, what is your motivations in the world? Is it art? There's art. You know, there's art bunches.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, there's, so you got to know yourself.
All right. So let me back up just a minute and give you a little bit of your own reality that maybe you don't see. First off, when we go to happy hour, Ouija basically holds court because everybody, well, I'll say 65% of the people that walk in the bar know him, and know him from his nonprofit work, from when we did the library, from all that stuff.
Well, so, or just from, you know, being a big slut. So,
well, there is that too, because you're often like, I fucked him, I fucked his husband, I fucked them once, you know, oh, I did that one, but it was awful.
Because gay sex is a gay handshake. Well,
and
it's
a hello. Hey, that's not a negative, that's not knocking, that's just saying, oh my. So anyway, but there's that. So you do, but you have a large group of extended friends. You have your orgy friends, you're going to parties like practically every weekend. He's invited everywhere, and he's got lots of people that love and adore him. But you be... listen.
Oh, yeah.
But being a Scorpio, being you, you do have only two or three, you know, close friends who you consider your little tribe. Mm-hmm. And that's... I'm kind of the same way. I have, like, three or four... friends who are like my little inner circle, and then I have an extended group of a ton of people who know me, but I don't keep in touch with them like every day.
And I think that works for most people.
But I think that you're right on that in Sacramento, we are cliquish, but only because we're so large that people need to kind of pare down into what they're interested in and the people that they want to find to hang out with. But if you come here, unless you are like some of the people we've met who are all like, oh, I'm different, I've never fit in with the gay community, and well, you're doing it to yourself, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
As long as you're like, you just come in with the open arms of, I'm going to find my tribe and I'm going to do this, then you'll be fine. However, I would suggest that, you know, you try to find, if you move to California, that you try to find a place that, you know,
that fits your lifestyle.
Right.
So, yeah, so I mean,
as much as we are that, and as much as we have a great gay community, et cetera, we are still in many ways kind of a cow town. And, yeah.
Yeah, so so with California, the Central Valley is affordable to live. And, you know, I mean, California is not unique in its... Things just happen here first. So you got the rest of the country going, oh, California's so expensive. Guess what? Everybody that I know has moved from California is now dealing with, you know, price problems. You know what I mean?
They're like, so, I wish I'd never moved.
That's there are a lot of them that, have expressed, you know, buyer's remorse from moving. And it's pretty much true. I mean, it really is a thing that if you you move from California, then, there's... Whatever you're leaving for is probably going to follow you.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like my work wife, when she moved to Texas, and I had to say, well, that famous old saying by Rick Dees, which was, wherever you go, there you are. You know what I mean? So, I mean, meaning that you've taken your problems with you. So, so I mean, she bitched and whined and cried about how evil and how terrible California was. But when she got to Texas... She realized that there was a new form of evil. You know what I mean?
Well, and, I know, yeah.
And
yeah.
So, and the things that she was running away from California for, she's now dealing with again in Texas.
Right.
So, I mean, so yeah, so we're not unique. It just happens here first. And that's usually how it works with our country. Things happen on the coast.
Well, and
first.
That's the thing is that actually the school, the college that we went to, Sac City.
Sac City.
That was the microcosm that if you trace the people who went there, who went out to do like major fields in science and arts and everything else like that, a lot of them started there. Sacramento goes out to the world, and, you know, and that's a little bit different now because we are such a political town.
Yeah, we spider. So, we spider web.
Yeah. Anyway, also, so just, you know, do some research and, you know, I don't know. Pay attention to your budget. All right, Ouija, please accept the following criticism as constructive and coming from a place of love. You need a cough button. I listen to your show with headphones. I have to turn up the volume to the max to hear every word. Whenever you cough, it blasts my eardrums. Again, I love you both, and I'm only mentioning this to help the make the perfect show. Keep fucking those butts, all my love and jizz, Billy from Tampa. And Billy, I have to say that probably most of the coughing is me.
I was going to say, I was like, wait a minute.
I do try to not do that, but we don't have a, we don't have our cough
We should have
button
a button like that.
I know, but
that would be good.
Because we're using my phone
I was
right
like,
now.
Wait a minute, I don't recall coughing that much.
Well...
I mean, there has been times that I've come off of being sick and we do a show that I might be like... But,
but we
no,
do try not to do that. But as we're getting our... Now that we have the computer and we're starting to get back to our old microphones and stuff, you'll have a problem with that. But we, I will work on that for us as editing.
It sounds lovely.
Anyway, thank you, Billy. We do take that with love, and we hope that we don't blast your eardrums out right now. All right. Hey, we want to send a shout-out of a happy retirement to Mr. Gopher Daddy. Enjoy
your happy time. Retirement.
And we also want to acknowledge that Dale Savage, the adult performer, Muscle Daddy, has died. Anyway, so Dale Savage, who we've loved in different scenes and stuff, anyway, he passed away. He was 62, and he died of a heart attack.
Yeah,
believe.
Look him up, because I bet you know who that is. He's an incredibly good-looking man. Yeah, I was kind of reading up more on him, and he was labeling himself as a...
As a what?
Oh, gosh, he is a demisexual?
Pansexual. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. He was all over the map, but, all of his porn didn't look like it was all over the map to me. Mm-hmm. But he did an amazing job. Beautiful man. Very unfortunate. And the funny thing is that he started so late, you know?
Right, and, yeah. He was like 50 or something when he jumped into porn.
And he was a fireman.
He was really loved. He was a really down-to-earth, nice guy. Mm-hmm. So everybody was really shocked and saddened by that.
Yeah, and I mean, look up his stuff, because, I mean, he did some really great stuff for...
Gay Cest.
Yeah, I mean, he did some fun stuff for that. And, oh, it was your other one. It was not Gay Cest as much as it was the...
It's not coming to me, but yeah, it's...
There's
the really like, oh, we're so...
They're more bougie and cooler. And
yeah.
They're kind
Maybe
of the...
It is deviant something. I don't know. We'll try to put it in our show notes.
He was an amazing guy, and I was really bummed to hear that happened to him.
Yeah, my favorite scenes are when he was getting done by his son, and he did that in two different scenes.
So. That one was a stepson.
Right. Well, it's always the stepson, but he was working on a car and he got banged from behind by his son, who was like 20 something. Mm. And then the other one was the business one where they had the boss in the mix.
He had a white crew cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was
a good looking guy. Cool guy.
You'll know him the minute you see him.
Yep. All right. Well, Mr. Ouija has to go.
I have to run. And I completely have been doing this lately where I've just been shooting myself in the foot with a shortages.
Shooting on yourself on the foot. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we love y'all, and we will have a lot more coming at you shortly. Disruptive films. Anyway, so y'all take care. We will be back soon.
Yes.
With lots more things. And even join our Patreon for free, because we will alert you. We have some really cool stuff coming. All right. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Beta Balm is a premium, long-lasting, personal lube designed for edging rock-hard cocks. Easy cleanup after long gooning sessions, empowering men to squirt one penis at a time. BetaBalm.com. Beat your meat to desert heat. Check out the latest issue of Desert Heat magazine by downloading your free copy at desertheatmag.com. Check out the erotic writings of Chota Akadi at smuttybook.club. And get all his books for free during July at smashwords.com. Check out the hottest sex on Blue Sky at Ryan Landers XXX, Randy Morgan X, and Clayton XXX. Remember to follow us on Instagram and Blue Sky, where you can find us at BGSS. Send your comments, questions, and feedback to bigasexshow@gmail.com. Join our Patreon page at patreon.com/BGSS.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.